I'll never forget driving to Florida one time. It was about a 17-hour trip. I was by myself, and I'd already been up the day and the night. I went back to my daddy's house to get my boat. That was 4 hours there, and then 17 hours from there to Toledo Bend. And the only thing that kept me up was them motorcycles going by. You know, I would get so tired. I was wishing one of them motorcycles would come by. I stopped in a place I'll never forget it called Chiefland. If you ever go to Florida, just remember me when you go through Chiefland. All Chiefland's got is a vending machine. And I said, I had to stop. I even took, you know, back there, the cars, you had these windows you could turn the air. I had that, the windows down, had that air hitting me in the face. And I stopped at the vending machine. I got me a Coke, you know, and some cheese crackers, and I shook myself, you know. I'm good now, boy. And so many people live for God. They think, I'm good now, brother. And the whole time, that woke me up. They never awake to righteousness. They never awake to changing. They're just going to deal with it. And anything you got to deal with, if you don't change it, you always got to deal with it. Anything you got to control, you'll keep dealing with for the rest of your life. But if you'll change it, you don't have to deal with it anymore. That was free. Paul warned the church of Rome not to be too sleepy. He said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Lord, if it don't work any ill to his neighbor, it doesn't work any ill to anybody. I like that sermon you preached this morning. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation, amen, is nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore change. Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or in drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife or in envying, but put ye on. Get up and change your clothes. Get up and put on, hallelujah, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like a garment. Put it on and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The reason you keep going down is always a provision. You know what a provision is? You see it ahead of time and you make a way for it to happen. That's what a provision is. You provision. You see it and you make a way for it to happen. He said, make no provision for the flesh and you won't end up with the lust of it. Whew, my God. And I'm just trying to wake somebody up this morning as they come because you're running out of time. I remember my mom used to wake me up in school, for school, and she'd wake me up. And Lord, she could shake me a little bit. You know, it's, honey, get up, get up. There was something I never told you this, Mom. I'm sorry. But after about two times, she'd come in and she'd sing a little song. Giddy up, giddy up, up, up. Giddy up, 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 up. Giddy up. I hated to hear that song. So I'd get up before she'd had time to sing that song. That alone made me get up. And the other thing that made me get up when she said, if you don't get up, I'm going to go get your. How do you want to get woke up? Went to sleep and he woke up a different way. What's it going to take to wake you up? What do you got to lose before you say, I should have woke up. I should have changed. We come to a place in the walk of Jesus and his disciples. It's getting close to the end. The hour, he said, is at hand when the Son of Man shall be betrayed. They're tired. They're all tired. And he takes some of his most trusted friends, Peter and James and John, go with me and pray with me because I'm in trouble. My day has come and I just need the camaraderie, if you will, that you just pray with me a little while. So he takes them to the mountain, to the Garden of Gethsemane, if you will. And he says, you stop here and I go a little further and pray. And he said, watch and pray. You can't watch and sleep at the same time. And so he prays. He goes into the garden and Jesus is praying and he's in great agony and he's awake. He's just as tired as they are. But it's him that's going to go to the cross. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But that consistency said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Let me go check on my, see how they're praying. Lord, I'm so glad to know somebody was praying for me. And he goes in there, three of them, they're sleeping. And he goes over and he goes, hey, wake up. I hate it when somebody gets a pot and a spoon and they beat it. But he just, wake up. Can't you pray with me 1 hour? Oh, we were just, God, we're so tired. I'm so tired. Well, so am I. I'll go back up and pray. And he goes back up, and the Bible says he prayed the same prayer again. Father, if it be possible. And he said, let me go check on him. And he comes back down, sleeping again. How many sermons I got to preach of the same thing to get you to wake up? Same thing. Just another text, but it's the same thing. Just another way, it was the same thing. Wake up, John. Wake up. Pray. Can't you? Don't you understand? Pray, okay? And he goes up for the third time and he prays the same thing again. Father, if it be possible, let me go check. I got a sword. Put up your sword. You never prayed. Quit being so carnal. You don't pray. And they led him away. God's trying to wake you up today. And I'm trying to wake you up to get you ready for your future. He woke Jacob up and said, get ready for your future. I want to be with you. I want to help you. In every place you go, I'm going to bless it. But you got to get up. Quit playing this game of what you can get from somebody else and get it yourself. Sleep on. The Spirit of the Lord came. Stand with me. The Spirit of the Lord would come mightily upon a man named Samson. He was as weak as any other man without that Spirit. But the Spirit of the Lord would come mightily upon him, and he was strong. I mean, so strong that Delilah looked at him and said, wherein lies your great strength? Lord, you don't look strong, but how is it you're so strong? Some people ask good, solid Christians, how is it you're so strong? I'm awake. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. I'm awake. The Spirit of the Lord would come upon him when he was awake. Listen to me. When he was awake, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him. But one day, he found someone he loved. That pleases me was the words he used. Her name was Delilah. A worldly thing. And him a godly guy. Flirting with a worldly thing. He goes to her house, wherever she was at, and would lay his head in her lap and go to sleep. And she said, the Philistines, the enemy is upon you. And he would rise up, and when he woke up, hear me, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him mightily. Not when he was asleep. But when he'd wake up, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him, and he would, boy, he would just hear him limp. Well, tell me, how is it you're so strong? Well, if you weave my hair, if you tie me with 7 ropes that's never been done, he began to play games and go back to sleep. And play games and go back to sleep. Thinking, it ain't never going to happen to me. I'm smarter than this. But he went to sleep one too many times, and he told all of his heart to that lady. And he went to sleep. She called him and said, he's told me all of his heart this time. And she shouted again as she did before, Samson, the Philistines are upon thee. And he woke up. He woke up and wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. How do you want to get woke up? Very gently. Marshall, it's enough of that, son. Young lady, You quit playing. It's time to awake to righteousness. It's time to wake up one time and never go back to sleep. And as long as you're awake, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you. I wish this morning that I could get the church to just gravitate down here, if you will. I want you to wake up. I want God to wake the church up, but I don't want any tragedy to happen. I don't want any tragedy to happen to any of you. I want you to wake up on your own. Jacob woke up. The Lord woke him up, and there before him was his future. It's time to wake up. Hallelujah. Come closer. Come closer. Hallelujah. As they sing, maybe if it's appropriate, grab somebody by the hand. Put your arm. Tell somebody this morning, your future's on hold. Jacob's future was on hold until he woke up. You're not going anywhere, Jacob, till you wake up. I'm going to do this as gently as I possibly can before I shake the daylights out of you. I'm going to try to do it gently. And I'm going to let you wake up by seeing in a dream a ladder, and you're at the bottom. And if you're ever going to get to the top, you've got to be awake to climb this ladder. I want to use you. I want to be part of your life. I want you to be part of the kingdom of God. But everything's on hold till you wake up. And sometimes, folks, you've got to realize when you wake up, you've got to leave behind what you thought you had, you don't have. He was willing to leave behind the birthright. That didn't mean nothing anymore. The double portion he got, it didn't mean anything anymore. All of a sudden, the only thing that meant anything was peace. I don't care if you live in a 3-4-story home. If you don't have peace, you're a miserable person. You're a miserable person. And he realized, God, just give me food. You know what? Why I know he changed? He made a vow. That ain't a... No. Jacob don't make vows. People don't like to make vows. Well, I might break them. You ain't changed yet. That's the reason you don't want to make one, because you ain't changed. He made a vow. It's like when we say I do to God. He said, Lord, I'll make a vow to you. If you will give me food, rain, man, I ain't asking for much, and give me peace so that I can go home in peace for all the wrong I did my brother, to my father, and to my household, if you'll just bring me back in peace and not in pieces, then the Lord. And surely, God, whatever you give me from here on out, I'm giving back to you. That's a changed man, my friend. That's a changed man. Sometimes you got to realize you got to go on. I'm here to tell you, God wants to gently wake you up. Some of you, he's woken up once and said, hey, I get this thing right? And so don't wait till he says, sleep on, sleep on. Because by the time the enemy got there, it was they didn't know what to do. He said, put up your sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. But if you live by prayer, you die by prayer. Whatever you live by, that's what you die by. That's right. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you don't like what you're getting, change what you're sowing. I'm awakening anybody up.